This is the Censored Me Not podcast. A thoughts and opinions after dark variety show of movie reviews and other topics to talk about. In geek and pop culture, entertainment, news events, paranormal, wrestling, music, anime, comic books, gaming, current and past news, flashbacks, adult-only topics, and any genre in general. Just ask any topics and I'll cover it.
What's up, everybody? Today we talk about a movie called Real Cases of Shadow People, the Sarah McCormick story. And this movie is a very, very long movie, 1 hour and 47 minutes. And I did check reviews for this because I was kind of curious. There's a reason why this movie is getting bad reviews. I don't blame them. It's kind of like a ripoff, you know, because it portrays itself as a horror movie, but it just goes backwards. It's flim. What was about these three students that gone missing? You find out that they're going on a road trip to do a documentary to find out about shadow people, what it looked like, interviewing people. And as they, and in between them interviewing people, they go on this road trip having fun. One of the guys making jokes, he's a comedian of the group, and they're visiting different sites while interviewing these known stories of shadow people. As the movie progresses, they get into this house where you gotta wait a long period of time to see that scene. And the guy says, let's stay in this house. And they're capturing some ghostly paranormal footage, and until they come to their final demise at the end of the movie. The movie is very long. It's a total waste of time because it does stretches to scenes that are like, why are we getting to this part of the movie? Just go and make sense. Cut it down to a 1 hour, 30 minutes. This would have been 1 hour, 20 minutes if you cut out the drama part of it. You know, like, who cares? Get to the point of the movie they're interviewing. And even the horror elements wasn't even all that. But there's one thing I did like about this movie, and I cannot even lie. Damn, I did like the actor and actresses in this movie. They were likable. The girl, Sarah McCormick, and her two friends that were helping her film the documentary, they were likable. They were like people you want to hang out with. And you do kind of feel sorry for the demise at the end. It's not a spoiler because they tell you they gone missing, so you know they something happened to them. So I did enjoy the movie for that reason. And that was the only reason why I stuck with the movie from beginning to end, because the three actors and actresses, they were likable. Simple as that. But besides this, I say this movie is just a one-time watch.
Peace out, and see you later, guys and gals.